I don't think I've mentioned this on the air before, but my own brother just recently passed from, well, it was called progressive supranuclear palsy, which is a form of Parkinson's disease. And joining us is Kelly Cieslak. She is the executive director of the Wisconsin Parkinson Association. And Kelly, this is National Parkinson's Awareness Month. I know I'm not alone. My family's not alone. A lot of families out there have been affected by this. But tell us why it's so important that we need to talk about it.
Yes, thank you for having me. So this month, we want people to be aware of the disease so that individuals living with Parkinson's can get connected with the resources and support they need. We want families and loved ones to learn more about it so that they can be better about supporting and connecting with the resources. And additionally, awareness is important for fundraising and sustainability for organizations like ours or others, because ultimately finding a cure is important. And while we aren't research-based like others are, we are connected to those resources. And so getting diagnosed is very isolating, and our job is to connect people and families with the resources that they need upon diagnosis to live their best lives with Parkinson's.
When an individual is diagnosed with Parkinson's, what can they expect? I mean, there's different forms of it, I know, but is it devastating to people when they are first diagnosed?
Yes. So, I mean, ultimately, people hear it and it's shocking and they're thinking, okay, you know, although there's no cure, there are treatment options that are available, you know, and it's not fatal. So people say, oh my gosh, you know, but it's devastating. Any chronic illness, you know, there are things people can do, right? So it can be managed through lifestyle changes and medication and things like that. So one thing that the WPA, Wisconsin Parkinson Association, offers is hope, right? And so we want to connect people with exercise groups and support groups with like-minded individuals or people going through the same situations that they are, because they get a short amount of time with the doctors and the neurologists or a movement disorder specialist, which is great, but then they go home and it's okay, then what, right? And so we want to connect with them so that they're connected with a support group, with others who are going through the same situation, or an exercise group, because studies have shown that exercise and movement can slow the progression of the disease. And so the life cycle can be long. It's a progressive disease, but, you know, movement really can help with some of those symptoms.
Well, of course, it cannot be cured. We don't have a cure for it, at least now. But there are treatment options that are available to many.
Yep. And so what we encourage people to do, you know, there's different medications or there's different surgeries and different things like deep brain stimulation. And not all of those treatments or medications, you know, I won't specifically get into all of those today. It's too technical. But going and talking to someone's neurologist, one treatment might work for somebody that might not work for another person. But really, some people will have symptoms such as slowness or rigidity in their limbs and neck, or, you know, the tremor or some balance issues, and then not go and get it checked out. And so I guess my message today, if anybody's listening and something is off or they're not, you know, sure about something, I guess my recommendation for a family member or somebody experiencing that is, please go get it checked out. Go ask a question. And the sooner you get that looked at, the sooner you can start understanding what's going on with you and your body. And then you can get connected and maybe start doing something about it, because doing nothing is not the right thing.
We're here with Kelly Cieslak. She is the executive director of the Wisconsin Parkinson Association. And you have a symposium that's coming up. What can you share about that?
Yeah, so that's our biggest educational event, and that is on April 25th, and we're really, really excited about that, because that's at the Brookfield Conference Center this year, and we have over 450 people registered, and it's huge. And so what we are doing there is we are bringing medical professionals and movement specialists and all different resources at the Brookfield Conference Center in for people with Parkinson's and their loved ones to learn more about research and different information about Parkinson's, and then just also have that sense of community about we're all in this together to learn about the illness, but also there's hope, and just really to come together and have a fun day and just take what we learn, and then also how do we implement that to help people live their best life with Parkinson's. So that's April 25th this year in Brookfield. But what I'll also say about that is WPA just went through an extensive strategic planning process, and we're looking at a statewide expansion plan, and we're also looking at having some other more robust events throughout the state as well, because we're a nonprofit and a statewide organization looking to bring more in-person events throughout the state. And so if someone is listening and you're like, oh, that's kind of far for me to travel to Brookfield, we will be recording some of those sessions and have those on our site, but we also will be getting out and coming to a community near you as well.
Finally, Kelly, how important is it to keep a positive attitude if you or a family member has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease?
Positive attitude is really important, but I also, you know, I'm a realist, and that's very hard at times. And so, you know, really the authentic part of me says, you know, that can be very, very challenging and hard at times. And mental health and depression or anxiety that comes with a chronic illness and a diagnosis such as that, seek help and support. You know, there's a lot of mental health resources and things like that. So don't be afraid to ask for help. But at WPA, we are building resources for hope and support and sense of community. What I would like people to know is that you're not alone out there. Even though it may feel like that sometimes, reach out to me personally or one of our team members. We'd love to speak to you and connect you with a resource that might be right for you. Because some people might say, I don't really feel like a support group. I don't want to talk about my problems or different things in a group setting, and that's okay. But we may be able to connect you with a resource that might be more appropriate for meeting you where you're at.
And Kelly, what's that website?
It's wiparkinson.org.
Kelly Cieslak, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Parkinson Association. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for your time. Appreciate it. Take care, everybody.